Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this is exactly why people are mad. The way that Caroline Leavitt is speaking is sure to spark more peaceful protests. And I have some not so breaking news. Republicans in power, from Donald Trump to Kristi Noem to Caroline Leavitt, seem fundamentally incapable of ever admitting that ICE ever does anything wrong. They have to protect every ICE agent at all times, and they can never admit defeats, even when an ICE agent is very clearly in the wrong. This is the most escalatory, least transparent administration in American history, meaning every time something happens, they pour gasoline on the fire, they call people domestic terrorists, and then the FBI simultaneously spikes any actual investigation into what happened. This has happened with the Epstein files. It's happened with this. It's happened with the boat strikes that happened in the Caribbean Ocean. Over and over, they are not transparent, but they continue to inflame what is happening. In this clip, Caroline Leavitt essentially just justifies murder. As Spiro's ghost says, this is some really, really sick stuff. In this clip, they want to lie in such crazy ways like this when anyone who has functional eyes can watch the many different videos from many different angles and see this is absolutely insane, made-up nonsense. There is something wrong with Caroline Leavitt. How do you wear a cross around your neck and then justify the murder of a 37-year-old mother? Let's watch this clip. If you appreciate independent media, make sure you drop a like to help boost the message. And subscribing to the Adam Mockler feed is free. Over half of the people that watch my videos aren't subscribed, so if you want to help boost the message, subscribe below. I love you all. Let's check this out.
About this case from the very beginning, and they have had to change their story and their narrative. Because at first, you heard Democrats, including the mayor of Minneapolis, saying that the car never struck the officer and the lethal force was unjustified. Now, of course, there is plentiful video evidence to show that the officer was struck by the car.
Wait, let me pause it right here. What video evidence? We have a slow motion video on hand showing the ICE officer letting off multiple shots from the side of the car while his feet were firmly planted in the ice. Remember, this is not the ICE agent that did the shots. This is not the ICE agent that shot up front. It's the ICE agent right behind him. So as I continue to slowly go through it, you even see the ICE agent behind him letting off multiple shots with feet firmly planted into the side of the car. One shot went through the windshield, two shots went through the side. He was firmly fine, didn't even fall over, walked off completely okay. So Caroline Leavitt is completely lying to the American people.
That this deranged lunatic woman was trying to ram him over with her vehicle and was using that vehicle as a weapon, which justifies domestic terrorism.
Caroline Leavitt, with a cross around her neck, calls a dead mother a domestic terrorist and says she's a deranged lunatic woman and gives this woman the intent. Basically, ascribes the intent to this woman of trying to kill ICE agents. Every rational American could have seen this coming, and I hope even Trump voters are beginning to understand, despite this brainwashing ecosystem the right-wing media has created, that the Trump administration will defend ICE no matter what. ICE could gun down multiple U.S. citizens, your family, our family, the family of some red voter in a red state, and Donald Trump would then justify it. Caroline Leavitt would be on TV the next day, endlessly justifying it. It gets even more disgusting because Caroline Leavitt then says, moments later, that the modern-day Democratic Party is essentially trying to protect pedophiles, is what she's claiming, over law-abiding American citizens and our brave women and men. Are you joking? This is the third week that the DOJ has been late on releasing the Epstein files. They've released 1% of the Epstein files, and in that 1%, it was very clear this administration is protecting pedophiles. But on the law enforcement matter, Donald Trump pardoned literally 1,600 J6ers, 500 to 600 of which had beat the shit out of officers on that day. So I hate this type of gaslighting.
The left, and I think that it just shows you where the modern day Democrat Party stands today in protecting illegal alien pedophiles and rapists and murderers over law-abiding American citizens and our brave men and women who serve in law enforcement.
Speaking of pedophiles, is it true that Donald Trump sent young women from Mar-a-Lago to visit Jeffrey Epstein in the spa? That is true. It is very, very true. To continue right here, the Epstein files deadline lapses for the third week. Lawmakers press DOJ over delay. This is really infuriating, and this is why more protests across the country are sparking. This was New York just the other day. This was on Saturday in New York. Protests throughout the weekend were growing larger and larger, not due to the Epstein files, of course, but due to the murder of Renee Nicole Good and the lack of transparency following this murder, the lack of accountability following this murder. That's the theme here, right? The lack of accountability for people as long as they are masked ICE agents or billionaire pedophiles or oligarchs of some sort. Caroline Leavitt in this clip then says they are continuing to surge troops and agents to Minneapolis. They say they're surging resources. And she continues to gaslight. Take a look.
At these ICE officers lawfully carrying out their duties.
Well, the administration fully intends to. President Trump and the entire Trump administration stands firmly with the brave men and women of ICE, who are everyday Americans who put on their uniform every day to protect our communities and to carry out lawful law enforcement operations. That's what's been happening on the ground in Minnesota, and that's what's been taking place in every community across the country. And I just want to zoom out, and you see these agitators who have been violently protesting and harassing ICE agents all weekend long. What are they out there protesting for?
They're protesting for, first of all, due process. People like Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia have been deported and then brought back to the United States because they were deported illegally. We are protesting for due process, which is a fundamental constitutional right, which is in the Fifth Amendment. We are protesting, perhaps, for 79-year-olds not to get their ribs cracked, for the 1,500 sexual assault cases that have been reported from ICE over the past decade or so. We are currently protesting for the elderly protesters that are getting pepper sprayed. There are so many fundamental American rights that ICE just overrides because they think they have complete immunity due to the president's rhetoric, but it's not true. It is not true. Caroline Leavitt continues to gaslight us.
Enforcement operations. They are harassing and targeting ICE agents, trying to make it impossible, again, for them to carry out their duties. That's what was happening in this case. That officer used his training. I understand that he's been on the force and he's been protecting American communities for many, many years. He's an experienced and brave individual who...
Which part of the ICE training course tells you to fire from the side mirror, then mutter fucking bitch under your breath? That must be course number three, right? Where they tell you to be an aggressive, egotistical human being that, you know, calls a woman you just murdered a bitch. Absolutely disgusting behavior from this ICE agent that honestly deserves more widespread condemnation and coverage. Of course, we have protests and everybody's pissed off, but I feel like this should be everywhere on mainstream media, everywhere on the news. Instead, the mainstream media is spending precious time asking Mayor Jacob Frey why he dropped an F-bomb. It's so absurd. Right here, Caroline Leavitt says that Donald Trump's economic promises are just still coming. The best is technically yet to come.
Today, the national average of gasoline is the lowest that it's been in 5 years. We have core inflation at its lowest level in 5 years. And so with a little bit of patience, the American people are going to continue to see that the best is yet to come. President Trump has a proven economic formula that works. He delivered on it in his first term. He's delivering on it now. And in 2026, people in Michigan and in every state across the country are going to see more money in their pockets thanks to President Trump's working families tax cut that he signed into law last year. Those tax rebates will go into effect this year, and the average American, middle class American, can look forward to up to $1,000 back into their wallets because of those signature tax cuts.
It's great, but this is neutered by the effects of the tariffs, and any of these tax cuts for working class families are temporary. They are temporarily installed just to last through the midterms. Meanwhile, you know what's permanent? You know what's embedded? Are tax cuts for the richest of the richest of the rich. So people can write off another private jet or a private helicopter. Meanwhile, the expiration for these no tax on tips or working family rebates is right after the midterms. Caroline Leavitt then snaps at a reporter who asks a very simple question about Jerome Powell getting investigated.
Does the president Eamon, you're yelling out a question that's being asked in a different way, but it's the same exact question as we just answered, and I just answered it. We'll let the Department of Justice determine that.
Okay, let's see what her answer was to this question.
Jerome Powell, President Trump has mentioned on multiple occasions that the administration could probably bring a lawsuit against him. Did Did the president ever direct DOJ officials to open an investigation into Powell?
No.
And can you reassure the American public that these longstanding criticisms and public comments about Powell had nothing to do with the investigation?
Look, the president has every right to criticize the Fed chair. He has a First Amendment right, just like all of you do. And one thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job.
Oh, we have a First Amendment right? He has a First Amendment right just like we do? Well, they're cracking down on these protests with federal agents all weekend, so I'm beginning to question that. Also, every single time Caroline Leavitt says something, you just have to understand she is lying for the president. So when she gets asked, did the president ever direct DOJ officials to open an investigation into Powell? And she says, no, that is a lie. We have seen Donald Trump direct the DOJ to indict multiple people now. The first three were Letitia James, Adam Schiff, and the final one was James Comey. Two out of those three people were then indicted. Then he attacked Jerome Powell relentlessly. Now he's being investigated. It's very clear what's happening here. Do not let them lie to you. If you want more breaking news, drop a like and subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.